Right.
Yeah.
Us as a female, really, dick size is really doesn't matter.
But you get the bottle
really
from
is
the
about how you really work your dick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to work that dick, it doesn't matter how much dick you got. It really is irrelevant. You just got a fucking waste. God just bless you for nothing.
Because right. Right. It's
okay. I'm just being honest. It's just to look at if you don't know what you're doing with it, it's really a waste. You know, all that manhood for fucking nothing.
Right.
And the time, dudes with big dick don't know how to work it. Just saying. You have occasionally freak here and a freak there.
Mm-hmm.
But and majority of the time, I hate to say this too, majority of the freaks are the nerds. It ain't even the motherfuckers that's out here like fucking bitch after bitch after bitch that's supposed to be thugs by us. They are really horrible in bed.
Right, you know, because they don't get as much pussy, so they're excited every time they get it. So they're going to put forth...
They actually do research. They do research because they want pussy. Yes,
right.
They do research. They learn how to fuck properly.
Right.
They learn how to give you an orgasm. They learn everything about your body, which most niggas that just out here that think they got it going on, they don't take the time to learn that about a female body. All they do is just fuck. You understand what I'm saying? So the nurse know how to stimulate you and everything. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Like, it don't do me no good to be fucking you.
I never thought about that. To the remember those nerds movie back in the day, and the bitches be behind the nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Now it makes sense.
It does, because you gotta think about it. Like,
yes, like they really take the time, and I love. And I'm not trying to be funny. A nerd changed my life. And ever since then, I love
you. You a dick, Jay.
But that's real shit, because I mean, if like take out all the extras, take out all the whatever. If there's a person out there that's not getting it on the regular, whether they're a male or a female, they're gonna go above and beyond.
What do you mean?
Like, let's say for instance, a ugly person. And I know some people would really be reluctant to say ugly, but somebody that's not really desired by a lot of people like that, the every chance that they get to get sex, right, they're going to put that work in. One, two, a lot of other people haven't messed with them like that. So if it's a dude, he has a lot more blood and adrenaline going, so his shit's gonna really his shit's gonna be dope. And as a female, her shit's gonna be extra. Yeah, it's gonna be really be extra Aquafina type shit. Like, it's really gonna be extra wet because she's not accustomed Fuji, whatever your water preference is. But her shit's gonna be extra wet because she doesn't get it on a regular. So at the end of the day, like, that shit's gonna be. You're going to be like, oh, shit. Like, I've been sleeping on these type of individuals. But really, all it is
they can, and some of them be packing.
Some dudes be packing. Some females be extra wet. Like, it's really a thing of because they don't get it on the regular. Like, these dudes or these females that are like, oh, my God, they're super gorgeous, whatever. They can... Because of society, they can get it whenever they want it. So
but they have the bad pussies. They have sometimes that don't get wet.
No. Sometimes it's not tight because they giving it to whoever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But those chicks that don't get it on a regular, and I'm speaking from a male point of view, those chicks that get it that don't get it on a regular because society doesn't look at males don't look at them like that. When they do give it to a male, one is going to be extra tight because they don't have that exercise like that. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting it worked out like that. And two, it's going to be extra wet because they're more excited because the last time they had it was like 2 years and 5 months ago. And that's like the average that they get it. Like, they don't get it on the regular.
Maybe they don't want it on the regular.
These females. Well, I mean, that's a whole nother situation. But at the end of the day, that's why a lot of these people that we don't reach out to when we see walking down the street, we try to holler at whatever because they're not good looking to us. Those are the ones that are having.
That's where you fuck up at. That's where they really fuck up at.
But that's where females fuck up with too, because
no, because females look at nasty female.
But how many ugly dudes out there in consideration to or when it comes to other people thinking that this is ugly? How many dudes have you messed with when some of your homegirls or other people in school or whatever you work with, they would consider ugly? How many have you actually messed with like that?
A few behind her back. A very few behind her back.
That ugly thing is different for guys. Because guys can get away with being ugly. Y'all definitely can get away with being ugly.
What?
Beat the damn dumb.
More than females?
Honesty, y'all got sweat. Oh, hell yeah, y'all can.
No.
Y'all can get away with being ugly. Oh,
no. What?
Because I'm going to tell you, no. I got to break that down.
Yeah, you got to break that down to me.
Guys can get away with being ugly. Because I have seen it, and you have seen it, and even whether you want to admit it or not, you have seen that guy that you know damn well is butt ass ugly, but he pulling all the bitches because he either sell drugs and he got money.
Because he got swag.
Okay.
Or either because he has a reputation for the bedroom.
Okay,
he has the gig and play and pulling fine ass chicks because of those three things right there.
Well, I don't know about the fine, pulling fine chicks thing.
If she got money, niggas ain't trying to fuck her like talking about. And it don't matter if she got swag and she ugly, she still ugly. And it doesn't matter.
So you mean
that they might hump her if they find out that she's supposed to be good in the bedroom, but they ain't nobody trying to watch the shit. And that's the way it goes.
Nah, Dink. I rocks with you. I rocks with you all day. But this particular situation, nah, I think it's a little different because...
How's it different?
Because at the end of the day, I feel like females can get it way easier than guys can get it. Because an ugly dude cannot get it as much as an ugly chick can.
What do you mean he can't get it? Because if he got money...
Yes, he
gets
it.
He gets it.
But
look at Biggie Smalls.
Okay, yeah.
If Biggie didn't have that money, he would not have no faith. He wouldn't have had Charlie Baltimore.
What was his line in one of my favorite songs? Black and ugly, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Right. But that doesn't really necessarily pertain to every ugly dude out there. Females, when it comes to females, and I'm saying this because I'm a guy, but I'm also saying this because unfortunately in the past, I ain't gonna say unfortunately, in the past, I've done this.
You've done what?
I've done, this ugly chick could be the ugliest chick in the club that
but
nobody else pays attention. Hold on, but we don't know that off top. But what we do know is...
Because you can look at people, too.
No. You cannot look at a female and judge how good her pussy is.
I don't look at
all.
Females, but I do look at dudes, and I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? I don't. Yeah, but...
You can get it.
There's never been a time where you felt like you looked at a dude and be like, oh, yeah, he can did it, and then you'd be disappointed?
No.
Have you?
I looked at a dude and said, yeah, you can get it, but just because I said you
But have you been disappointed? Like, have you given it to a dude that's like, oh, yeah, he can get it. You gave it to him, and then you've been disappointed. Because I feel like that happens more to guys than it does to women.
I don't fall in that category because even though I might say dude can get it because I think he's fine, like, I'm never going to fuck you just
because
I think he's fine.
Why not? You don't have – but, I mean, maybe that's a male and female thing, but if I think you bad – if you're going to give me the chance, yeah, I'm going to fuck you.
Everything that look good ain't good either.
Yeah, but as guys, we ain't thinking. We don't have that concept of everything that glitters ain't gold. We don't necessarily have that concept when it comes to fucking. No, yeah, when it comes to having sex, like I'm saying, that's why I feel like females can get it way easier than guys can.
Possibly.
Because ugly females, like, at the end of the day, if there's a guy, I don't care if he's the best looking guy in the club or the best looking guy in the food court in the mall or whatever, if nobody's like feeling, no female is like willing to come to him and, you know what I'm saying, be captured by whatever it is he's trying to throw out there, he's gonna go out there and look for the ugliest chick. He's probably gonna do like I did.
True,
he's gonna find the first chick that gives him attention, mm-hmm. no matter how good or bad she looks, and he's gonna fuck her.
Okay, well, let me break that down for you. I'm gonna give you two scenarios, mm-hmm. and this is gonna prove my point. Okay,
mm-hmm, because I'm gonna prove my point right, after you. But
the
good.
Same scenario that you just gave.
Mm-hmm.
Scenario.
I guarantee you, and this is what I guarantee you. Ew. That ugly girl,
mm-hmm.
okay, was in the club and she went to, and the dude had all this attention, jumping or whatever, and she went up to that dude and tried to get that dude some play when he already had a whole bunch of females trying to holler at him,
mm-hmm.
she would be turned down.
She would.
Here's the difference. You ready for this? This mm-hmm. is the difference. This is going to prove my point.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Uh-huh. A whole bunch of dudes is trying to talk to her, and you can't. And she'll dip off with the ugly dude because the ugly dude actually approach her appropriately,
mm-hmm.
her a drink,
mm-hmm.
and actually act like he had some motherfucking sense. It ain't for girls.
Wow. So
guys,
woo, hold
y'all,
on.
Y'all are all off a look. Mm-hmm. So for female, a ugly dude can get play
mm-hmm.
a little better
mm-hmm.
than the ugly
mm-hmm.
chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't rock with that at all, because you can't tell me that. So you trying to tell me that the baddest chick in the club, if she's being turned down, or not even turned down, but the baddest dude in the club approaches her, but because he approaches her inappropriately, she's gonna turn him down, but
yeah,
no, hold on.
It's a turn
off. No, hold on.
Yeah,
but she's gonna fuck the ugliest dude in the club because he approached her right.
Nobody said, period, point blank. In all honesty, that makes a big difference because I'm gonna keep it real. I have been in the club, and I ain't trying to be funny. I have been in a Butterhead club.
Uh-huh.
And I was the prettiest thing up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I had to ask it on this one mm-hmm. guy. And guess what he was? He was fine as hell. And I know he was a dope boy. I knew he was a dope boy. You can tell by the way he carried himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was flat. And when he mm-hmm. came up to talk to me, I did not like the way he talked. I did not like his approach. I did not like
But what did he say, though? What did he say that was different from what the ugly dude said?
I'm going to tell you what he did. I'm going to tell you how he came up to me. Oh. Yo, what up, yo? I saw you staring at me from across the room. You know what I'm saying? So why don't we get together? Because you fine and I'm fat. Bitch, no. I don't even like that.
So you felt like that was disrespectful because he gave you a compliment and said you was fine.
It was disrespectful to me. You was cocky. And I can't stand a motherfucker to think he prettier than me.
Wow. But maybe he didn't feel like he was prettier than you. Maybe he felt like he was on the same level of...
You ready for me? That's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about for me. You know what I'm saying? You can vouch for the nigga all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Remember, he don't get no play.
Why not? So you want a dude that's not really has that self-esteem like that? You rather have a dude that's not really that self-esteem?
But it's the way you approach
it. I like a cocky dude, and I like an asshole. They two things I do like.
But you just said you turned that dude down, though.
I turn him, no, because I don't like no pretty boy. I can't stand nobody that thinks they're cute. I don't want a guy that thinks he's fine. That's two different things.
That's self-esteem.
That's his self-esteem.
No.
That's his shit.
Two different things.
Because it clashes with
things,
you.
Baby.
It really does.
It's two different things. It's different when a guy is confident in himself and he know he got it going on. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got swag all day. All right, boo. I'm working this, whatever. I love that. I think that's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want no guy that thinks he's pretty. That's two different things. That's nasty.
But he said you was on that level with him, though. He said, I'm pretty, but I believe you just as pretty as I am.
Together. No, he thought he was. That's why he got this. That's why I left him right where he was at. I'm good.
No, but he said. You the finest chick in the club, and I know I'm the finest dude in the club. So what's up?
And he knows.
But he put you on the same level as him, though.
But he said he knows.
No, he knows.
So you want a dude that doesn't know that he's? That's what I'm saying.
First of all, it's not a dude that don't know. Period. Point blank. Who says that he is? Because I'm gonna keep it real with you. Everybody's type is different. What's my type may not be this Shauna's type. What Shauna's type might not be Linda's type. Everybody got their own type.
Right. Speaking of type,
I'm attracted to. How can you call in and say that for me? You define it. You might have overly called.
Did you not think that though?
Yeah, but you don't walk up to nobody and tell somebody that shit, Jay.
You don't walk up to me and tell me that.
Yeah, that's a kid that your pussy will be dumping, but after he said what the fuck he said, no, that shit goes down. That kills the
ball. So he should have said, yo, I think I look good, but you are the baddest one in the club.
No.
Because he said he looks good. He didn't say he was the best.
He said he knows. He knows.
But that's him having self-esteem about himself. Like, if the same way y'all spend an hour or two in the mirror.
We're not doing the pretty boy thing. I'm sorry. But I don't need nobody else.
Her and Linda never likes pretty boys.
I don't need no extra. I ain't got time for that. That's not what I want.
Hold on, but.
I don't need all of it.
But because he got dressed in his best outfit. His barber did him right. He feels like he's feeling good when he walks in the club. But because he tells you that, you're going to turn him down?
So have you ever approached somebody like that?
You're overly confident.
Yeah.
Why? How was that overly confident? But do you not want a person, do you not want a dude that's confident?
But that's why Sha don't get no pussy like he should be getting, because he's overconfident.
No. Sha doesn't get pussy like that because he believes males are superior to females.
Yeah, but he also
that's why he don't
but
get
he
no
also
pussy.
Say when you say, oh, you look nice, if anybody tells this nigga he looks nice, I know. Bitch, no,
right.
You don't fucking know.
Because he's
no, you don't
he
fucking
only tells
know.
You, no, he only tells you you're nice because he wants you to come back and be like, oh, you look good too.
No,
because
I
like,
turn his
wants,
fucking ego and
that,
his self-esteem down.
Right, you
You'll
do
be
that.
An ugly ass dark skinned nigga out here in the fucking streets fucking around with me, telling me that shit.
Right, but look at where we at. They're not gonna tell him that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's don't get me wrong, like Shy does have a good confidence in himself.
He does have a good confidence, but sometimes he needs to tone it fucking down.
Right, because he belittles females when he's talking about how good he looks. That's his only that's his downfall.
Let me break it down for you. Okay, this is my problem with men folks all together. This is why I don't like the pretty boys. And this is the best example I can give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm me. I am walking down the street. You already know what I look like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking down the street. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I have 10 niggas as I walk down the street. Ooh, shorty, what up? Ooh. Hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. We keep on walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I mean by overly confident. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. This man rolls up in the wheelchair. He got two kid feet. Both of them on top.
Don't knock the niggas in the wheelchairs, though.
Uh-huh, good.
Hold on. He got two good teeth. Both on my top. He said, come here, little young thing. I'll show you what I'm really with.
Mm-hmm.
But look, but this here, I change your world. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some niggas, I'm not trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is how, they made a post about it. Okay? If everybody else that tried to holler at me, it's way better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you come at me, maybe you need to be a little bit more modest. To me, some guys are overly confident of where they stand. Just because you were the finest dude in this club, you're not the finest dude I've ever seen. You're not the finest dude I ever talked to. You're not the finest dude I've ever dated. You're not the finest of anything that I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come at me, you're overly confident, as in saying, I know I'm fine. For me, I thought you were I'm agreeing, you're the best looking thing there. It doesn't mean you're fine.
Right.
It's just like, if you ever had a female that you tried to holler at and she was, you thought she was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But when you came to her, her attitude was stink because she was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a turnoff.
It's a turnoff.
It's about the overly confident. Mm. It's a turnoff.
But.
It's the same thing.
No, it is the same thing. But at the end of the day, if you're just looking for that experience for that night, as opposed of long term, why would you turn that down? Like at the end of the day,
because that's a man thing that's looking for something for that night.
So females don't look for a jump off for one night.
Not for me. I'm not trying to be funny. Most females, we have our list of people we're already gonna fuck.
Right, but
some of these people for a long time, ain't trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. For a long time, they've been in our back pockets. These are mm-hmm. niggas that come around, oh baby, let me fix your washing machine. Oh baby, let me fix your car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh baby, we mm-hmm. need the light bill. But we already got somebody and we really wanted to give up some pussy. We have to get a list of motherfuckers that we already can give pussy up to.
Right, but then
it's the niggas for the list. Mm-hmm. Big, and I'm not trying to be funny. Everybody got a pretty nigga on their squad.
Just like dudes got a pretty chick on it. But, well, not necessarily. But, no.
What are you bringing to the table?
No, but at the end of the day, like, can you honestly say, and I'm just talking about you. I'm not talking about people. I'm not talking about women in general. But for you,
okay.
can you really say that there wasn't a dude that you looked at like, yo, I just want to fuck him tonight because at the end of the day, no matter what's going on next week, whatever.
That's that.
Bullshit. Like that's a dude that I want to fuck tonight. And if I can get a chance to fuck him tonight, and I know there's other females that just want to smash him for the night, but I get that, you wouldn't go for that.
Wow.
No matter how cocky he is, like you wouldn't. Just as much as he wants to put you as a notch on his belt, you don't want to put him as a notch on your belt.
No, that is a guy's perspective.
Yeah,
that's
that
the difference between a man and a woman.
Okay.
He don't look at shit the way y'all look at shit. That's the difference between a man and a woman.
But y'all women still give it up, though.
Hold on.
But women still give it up, though.
But
I'm not saying that women don't give it up.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
We don't. I'm saying that we do give it up. We do fuck.
Because
this is the thing. Women, it's a difference. When you're talking about a woman and you're talking about a girl, you have girls all day that just fuck, just to fuck.
So women don't fuck just to fuck? Women don't fuck just to fuck?
No, women got an agenda and we need stability. Certain limits that's on our shit that we already know.
But as a woman, why do you need stability if you just want to get a nut?
But some women not like that.
Because everything works towards that. Like, not trying to be funny. When you become a woman,
mm-hmm.
okay, let's keep it real. Mm-hmm. Like, number one, the yields are nimble. Okay? I'm only going to have this body, but for so long. I only got this kissing, but for so long.
That's why you take advantage of that shit for that night.
Like, yeah, but no, you keep fucking, it wears like, your shit down. Like, you know that, right?
Y'all look at it like, oh, I'm hitting it. And then I can say, I hate it. No, women, we look at it like this. This is for a long term. Okay, so me, I got this body probably now for probably like a good another 5 years. After that, everything about to let go.
But it's the same thing with men, though.
For my effort is to lock it down.
Mm-hmm.
But you lock it down, but it's the same thing with men, though.
I will. Let me throw this in the mm-hmm. mix. So, you know how you know you look good, but you don't tell everybody you know you look good, but you be feeling mm-hmm. yourself, right?
Right.
So,
Yes, mm-hmm. she agree with you. Mm-hmm.
So, it was a dude, it was a black dude, the only black dude in my office
mm-hmm.
that, to me, he was all into the white girls and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I fixed myself up for work and do my shit. But for some reason, he wasn't paying attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it in my head, I'm going to get this motherfucker to pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. Just to pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. But it all went south because once I got the attention,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to hit and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, I did let him hit. Mm-hmm. But then the motherfucker was a little, I don't know, too, what do you call that? Clinger?
Clingy?
It was clingy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit backfired. But in my head, I did have that nigga thought, like, oh, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. But mm-hmm. then it kind of backfired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't want to be bought. What?
But you still got it, though.
Yeah, but I didn't want to buck him.
No.
I gave him the pity pussy.
Why'd you give the pity? No. Because I don't feel like that was the pity pussy because...
It was pity pussy.
No, it wasn't because it was. You dressed up. You did whatever to get his attention, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I did with my normal shit that I do. My hair.
No, you didn't say that was normal. You said you started dressing up. You started doing
whatever. No, I said I did my normal shit. Like, the
boom. But you do it so
he can, I did shit, like, walk past his dad.
In competition with other people. Like,
yeah,
so
but it was just
that,
a
right?
thing, like, because I know
but did
I
you
deserved
do it?
His attention. No. That's what it was.
No, but did you do it because you wanted to potentially be in something with him long term, or you just wanted to do something so you can get his attention?
So y'all can get his attention. I didn't want to fuck him like that. I really didn't.
But you wanted his attention, so you just wanted attention, but you didn't want to.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
him?
Like y'all do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you
do. If we coming to get your attention, we coming to get your attention because we want to fuck.
Nah.
Off top.
Not all the time that you want to fuck. Sometimes,
no, yes.
No, it's some dudes out here that really want to know where your mind is at. They don't want
to
fuck.
If they know you as a friend, yeah, they want to get more to know about you. But at the end of the day, if all I know is about you is how you look,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I want to smash. That's what I want to do off top. And then after that, if everything is good, then yeah, then that's a perk. But at the end of the day, if you start doing this to get my attention, I'm thinking you want to get my attention because you
want to
fuck.
I just wanted to get the attention because I am a black queen at the end of the day. That's all I wanted. But
so you just wanted to shine over these other females.
Yeah, because I am a black queen.
But at the end of the day, yes, and you are. But at the end of the day, and let's take it back to the club scene, like at the end of the day,
sometimes you
I'm
just
not
do
looking.
It. I just did it. Sometimes when I used to go out, I just did it to do it. Like, I could get dick.
Exactly. What? And that's what I'm trying to
no,
say.
No,
females
I wasn't
can go out and get dick anytime they want
but
to.
But I didn't fuck on the dick.
But males can't do that. Males can't go out and just go get pussy like that anytime.
Like, opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't think it's equal. I don't think it's equal.
Yeah, that you can call if you didn't get nobody at that club. You can call them and get it that night.
But
to
get some boo-boo.
So females don't have that shit. I feel like females have it more than guys do because at the end of the day, females can go a lot longer without sex than guys can.
Probably.
Don't get me wrong. There are.
That's a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
That's a lie.
I think no. Hold on. Let me tell you. Like, I feel like the percentage of females that can go out and get it, no matter how good or bad they look, is higher than the percentage of guys that can go out and get it no matter how they look. I really believe that because at the end of the day, I know there's more ugly females. What? No, females have way more of a preference than guys do.
No, y'all will fuck them young. And when I mean young, I mean 18 and over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but y'all,
yeah.
Y'all will fuck anything. Y'all would. I didn't.
Wheelchair, one leg.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's what you guys
no,
will both do.
No, but females. But you prove my point because guys will go out and smash any and everything.
Yeah, that's what.
But females, no matter how good or bad or ugly or whatever they are, whatever the situation they have, will have a higher standard.
Hold on, but
for
let me,
guys
but
to
let me
them
say this.
Into
let me
them
say this.
Then that they will
you,
for
you,
guys.
You seen my ex-husband. No tooth on that.
I have.
But his dumb ass got left for a dude that had no legs. One of the bitches he was fucking with got left for a dude with no legs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not an ugly person.
Mm-hmm.
So you explain that to me. She left him for the dude with no legs.
Maybe the dude with no legs had a bigger dick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
But
even though he was paralyzed or whatever, them dicks still work.
You might have bang your head because you
right. Like there could be other shit.
But hold on, hopefully there could my be aunt other don't shit. Hear this. My aunt the fuck the paralyzed dude, and she's okay. Like that shit was really good.
Okay, Tiffany Haddish did the same shit, but I mean, at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean that y'all don't hold guys to a, like females are way more reluctant to give a guy pussy than a guy is willing to give females.
Jay?
I mean by that I mean
I'm gonna be truthful with you, but this is the old Shauna.
No, I mean, no. We can talk about the old Shauna, new Shauna, whatever. No,
that's not even
but
put my name in it.
No, we
this
we
chick
can
that I know.
We can put the old female with it. I mean, because at the old dude in me would definitely, like, at the end of the day, no matter how high my health, my self-esteem is for myself, if at the end of the day, if I'm in a club and I've done this before and like I can call somebody and verify this shit, but I can call BJ all day.
You don't have to do
and I can verify this shit. But at the end of the day, there's been times when it's like, yo, any female that's going to give me any somewhat of attention, I'm going after and I'm going to get it.
But you got that attention, but did she fuck you at the end of the night?
Because yes. Yes. But females won't do that.
In all honesty, like, why did you do that?
Because at the end of the day, all I wanted to do.
Knew that you was the dude in the club that looked good.
No.
But you didn't put all that confidence on her.
No.
Right?
No, don't get me wrong. I felt like I was good enough to somebody take me home or I take them home.
Or you take somebody's daughter home.
So, yeah, I took somebody's daughter home. But at the end of the day, like, because I hold myself to that standard, females don't necessarily do that.
So
females
you never got fucked up in the club and you just picked any chick in there? And you kept the lights off?
No, I didn't. There has never been a time...
Hard and was you really in that need of that dying much of attention? Like,
yes.
In all honesty, like, why did you do that?
Because I wanted a nut at the end of the night.
Okay,
and then as a guy, no, hold on. As a guy, I said when it got to that point when the females that I was looking at and they didn't give it to me, as a guy, I was like, well, any female after the females that I wanted turn me down.
You got turned down.
Any female that no. paid me attention, I went for it.
And
because the pretty females in the club, because this is what the pretty females do. Y'all tend to have this thing where
calling me pretty?
Yes, all day. I'm calling you gorgeous. Like at the end of the day. I'm calling you gorgeous. You're my baby. Even before you were my lady. Even before you were my number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
What? You had even that many bitches that, behind you.
Even before.
No.
Even before that. At the end of the day, like
when any I had that weak
females have a tendency, like the baddest female in the club, like they have a certain standard to where they're not gonna settle for the lowest dude in the club, but sometimes you do settle for that. Because I don't know any female that's the baddest that feels like she's the baddest chick in the club.
I always feel like I'm the baddest
that has settled for just this random dude because he talked a good game.
I have,
or he said some random shit.
I don't do the settling in the club for no dealing. Like I don't do club dick. I meet a dude in the club, but I'm never doing club dick. Like,
so at the end of the day, when you fuck somebody, ooh, so Dink, what you're saying is you don't fuck nobody just for one night. You just fuck them. When you fuck a dude, it's for because there's potential there.
Yeah, I don't have randoms. I'm a Taurus. I don't have
why.
Oh. I'm just like that, that's why I can relate to that. Because I don't
Sarat Jones is in the building.
I've been messing with that person for like a long time. Like that's the only reason why I can test out like what to do.
So you ain't never did no one night stand with a dude?
Nope. I don't do one night stands, dude.
But do you feel like you ain't did no one night stand because you're a Taurus, or you just feel like you ain't never did no one night stand because of your personal values?
I never did a one night stand. I'm gonna be honest. I never did a one night stand because I don't see no benefits in it for me.
The benefit is to get a nut.
Like, no, it's not.
Yes, it is. Hold on. That's the benefit of a one night stand, to get a nut.
When I get out here. When I got out here in Washington, I did do a one night stand just because of what my dad told me.
Really?
Yes, he did. No, because my dad, you know how daddies are. Like, my dad always said that you want to get in a position where you don't need a dude for anything, right?
Right.
So he was like,
"You just said, okay, I just need dick for the day, and then I'm."
I really did, and I'm gonna be honest with you. It felt fucking good when he kept calling this shit, and I ignored the calls and stuff. Like, it felt really good.
That ain't me. Like, for me, I'm like this. For me to have known you for a while. Like we had to go on dates. Like you have to roll me. Like you really have to earn my JJ. I'm not just giving up a JJ just like that.
No, but it wasn't.
I'm gonna tell you how crazy it is. I would give you head before I give you pussy.
No, I did that, and then I was like, you know what? Because I think it was more of, yeah, this is what my dad said, because you know we hang on to what our dad say. But I did, and that felt so powerful.
I can't, me and the one-nighters, I'm not a one-nighter person. And every time I have perfect example, the closest that I came to even trying to do, I had two wild moments in my life.
Uh-huh.
Two off the chain wild moments. My homegirls bought me a stripper.
Uh-huh.
And this girl that I used to work with for work, and it was my birthday, and she bought me a stripper for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She bought the best stripper that they had. I never forget, his name was Scorpion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Scorpio. His name was Scorpio. He was the best stripper. He was fine. I ain't gonna lie. From head to toe, he was fine. And he had a humdinger on his ass. Okay? And when she bought me the stripper, you know, when you go to the male exotic little events, because they don't have strip clubs for the males.
Right.
So not in VA. But so
It was a pre-order ticket. And so she bought him for me. And I thought, you know, all the other girls was getting on stage because it was their birthday, and they gave them a dance and all of that. And I was like, I'm good. Like, I don't need all that extra attention. I'm straight. Y'all do what y'all do. So when she said she bought him for me, I thought she meant she bought him for me for a dance. Mm-hmm. So I went on ahead and did the whole little dance thing. Okay, Sal, that was fun. Fantastic. I'm ready to go. He comes up to me and give me his room key.
Mm.
And I was like, well, what's that about? So I went to go take her room key back, and the girl said, no. And she, you know, she was where my homegirl was standing. She's like, no, Sunny, he's yours. What you mean, man?
Mm-hmm.
She bought him for me. When she said she bought him for me, I mean, literally, she really did. She bought the dick for me the whole damn night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. So then I turned it down because I'm a Taurus. I'm good.
Why'd you turn it down? No, hold on.
I was telling you, let me tell you this story. Mm-hmm. I turned it down because I was like, you know, for me, just community dick. I don't want community dick.
What?
I got that dick that traveled the world and fucked everything.
What?
Community dick. I'm like, ooh, 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 so I'm like, ooh. I'm good. Y'all do.
I got a question for you.
I'm funny about my dick. You know? So I said, well, here y'all go. So she was like, you're not going to take? No, I'm not going to take.
Why not?
So she was like, because it's community. It's like rich guys. Like, I would not fuck a rich guy because it's community. I feel like he just ran through everybody. Like, that's mad.
Because he rich don't mean he's community. But go ahead, because I'm going to let you finish because I got some questions for you.
But anyway, so we go ahead and she's like, well, you know, he's expecting you to come to the room. He's not expecting me to come to the room. So you go knock on the door and let me in. So I said, okay, cool. When I said, okay, cool, she told her other homegirl, said she want a piece. Another homegirl said she want a piece. They called up somebody else, and she was like, well, she can take it in the act. She can take it. That time, we had two carloads of Spanish chicks going to this dude's room. As a total, it was eight of us. We go to the room. I knock on the door. He opens the door. He's butt-ass naked. Okay? So I look surprised at the door. I said, they want to come in. So he was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I was bored in there. I said, I'm sorry, but everybody want to fuck. Okay?
So what's the problem with everybody want to fuck? Like, if everybody want to fuck, as long as you fucking, what's the problem?
That's when you don't want it.
Though. Everybody want to, that was my issue. Everybody want to fuck. And he was like, well, that's fine with me. I got to do a skit on this shit because I ain't never had eight bitches that came in my room and tried to fuck me. I said, well, just they want to fuck. I don't want to fuck. He was like, well, why you don't want to fuck?
Right.
Because I'm supposed to be you. You know, they ain't your brother. No, I don't want to fuck. I'm good. So, as time went on, I said he just wanted to fuck me because I did not want to fuck
him. I think that is a big turn on for dudes, though. When you don't want to do it or are you not feeling them, that's a big turn on.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? So, I would not fuck.
So, let me tell you this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't trust it. Like, for me, I really couldn't trust it.
That's
like,
a big turn off, though. All these chicks wanting to do, no, that is.
So you don't want nothing that nobody else wants?
No, I'm going to tell you.
Because it's not a thing.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. So when I was doing my little thing or whatever, and the dude thought he was the shit or whatever, I wasn't going to fuck him. But he could eat me out.
So you really thought that?
Yeah, you can eat me out.
So y'all really sit there and think that y'all really sit there and y'all gonna let a dude eat you out but not fuck you?
Yeah.
What?
And that's what the company is. Yep.
What? So you just let the dude eat your pussy and you ain't let him fuck?
Right? And he fucked everybody else. I mean, what the fuck that look like?
You look like somebody that's trying to get a nut for the night.
You can get a nut.
And I got one. He gave me some head.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And I had to get home because power was coming on.
Wow. But going back to the shit, though, like I feel like ugly females. Let me try to get away from that. Females can get dick a lot. Let me try to do this PC. Females can get sex from a guy a lot easier than guys can get sex from a female. Because females, like you said, have this whole other thing where females don't necessarily just want to have sex for the night.
What?
They don't want to necessarily, they want to have sex in the night, but at the end of the day, that night, they want that to turn into seven different nights. Yes, relationship and other shit. But guys, most of the time,
the young ones,
they just like, yo, like, I just want to enjoy this night.
But some don't
because females think a lot more deeper than guys do. females are like, no, I don't want to give it to you just for one night. I want to give it to you for this night, but there has to be other things that go on after
that. But sometimes females have their whole face too.
Think about it and think about it in a realistic point of view.
I am.
Women are clean. Like, we tend to catch feelings more easier. And on top of that,
and that proves my point.
You have sex with, you're taking on their spirits and their demons, because we're actually letting y'all in us. Y'all don't catch shit from us.
Yeah.
So at the end of the
why? No. Because when a dude raw, when and a male and female are having sex raw, without a condom or anything like that, if a female lets us come in them, we have a lot of feelings that go out.
No, you fucking don't.
In the
feel of coming. Y'all don't have any. No, but the thing is,
there's a difference feeling between when you're coming raw as opposed to if you're coming with a condom on.
Jay, it's still not, because
yes it is.
No, because you
yes, it, whoa, no.
Why are you in the room right now? No,
because I'm bringing this situation out. At the end of the day, I love you no matter what. So at the end of the day, no matter what you say, I'm still gonna love you. So if you want to say some shit, this could be part three. But at the end of the day, no matter what you do.
I can't believe you see you're saying that.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Because there's some things I can say in our relationship, but I'm not going to say.
What
because
the fuck
of
you going to say? No, what are you going to say?
At the end of the day, when it comes to feelings, at the end of the day.
Yeah, you might want to shut.
No.
Shut that down, boo.
No, I'm not shutting that down at all.
Shut that down.
When it comes to feelings. For a guy, when you come with or without a condom, there's a big difference for a guy.
Okay.
When you come inside a female with or without a condom, there's a big difference.
For a guy, y'all, you trying to tell me that guys have spiritual connections once they actually bust in a female?
Yes.
No.
Raw.
No.
Without a condom.
Fuck no.
Raw.
You're not going to take that one.
Yes.
You're not. No.
Because at the end of the day.
Well, you this different.
No, hold on.
Don't touch me.
No.
Don't touch me. Please don't touch me right now.
Because at the end of the day, it's a big difference. If I come in you, quote unquote, and I got a condom on, there's a big difference when
That's
I don't have a condom
that week
on.
Off? That's because... why you gave me that week off, right?
Come on in, Shy. Keem, whoever that is. Yes. Oh, Keem is the perfect. Keem, there's a big difference when you come in a female with or without a condom. There's a big difference.
Yes, sir, for sure.
No.
Because at the end of the day, when
if I
come inside,
hold on. Go ahead. What's the difference?
I'm going to be spiritual.
Attachment. Maybe. Hold on. I actually want to know, what is your... Hold on.
Before, there's more of a connection.
Before Godmama says anything else, what is your difference? What is the difference?
It's no difference.
There's no difference.
I just want that Jay's going to sit here.
That's cool. Leave that up in here. You're saying there's no difference. You're saying there's a difference.
Jay's making it
sound like there's a powerful difference.
There's no difference with you, nigga.
Yes,
it's
it
really
is.
There's not a fucking difference with your ass. Don't. Nigga, my child is in the fucking
room. Listen. There's a total difference between having sex and her.
It's not a spiritual difference.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, there is. Because when you come in a woman without a condom, you're giving more of her, not only of yourself, but you're passionately letting them get everything out of you when you're doing that thing. But when you do it with the condom, you can keep going and keep going, whatever case is. But when you do it without a condom, it's different. It's different. It's just.
You want to play that? Okay, let's play that right there that you just said.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's all about coming or whatever inside
the climax
without a condom, and it's supposed to. Out of you and all of that, and that's what's supposed to form the spiritual connection. So then this is the case. When a female gives you head and you bust in her mouth, and she keeps sucking you off afterwards, you still got that same spiritual connection, because guess what?
No, that's different. Head is head. Head is head.
Hold on. Oh, hold on. Head is head. Because, oh, I'm glad you said it, because I'm a very experienced person in that. But how many females actually let you do that?
Right. Because not every female.
I'll wait on that answer.
Hold on.
How many females will let you do that? Because females. Huh?
But it's that spiritual connection.
No, there's no. Hold on. Head. Okay, hold on. Listen. Let me. Hold on.
How many females give head with a condom on?
Hold on. Yeah, exactly. God, my Majin, question. If you're still talking about it's a spiritual feeling, why is...
No, Jay brought up that.
No. Because she brought up the fact that it's still a spiritual feeling when you get a head. I'm saying there's a difference. If there's not a difference, or if you're trying to say the spiritual feeling should be the same or something like that, then why would I rather want head without a condom and rather want sex without a condom? You feel me? Why would I want that if those are both two spiritual feelings? Can't we both make a decision to put a condom on during both of these instances?
You can, or you could just use fruit roll-ups for the head, but either way, what I'm talking about...
Hold on. I want to hear what she's saying. Go ahead.
What I'm talking about is this. If it's all really about just busting inside a female, and then she's basically, taking your life force or whatever, and that's supposed to form this supposedly spiritual connection, then it's no different than when a female gives you head and you never pull out. And you bust in her mouth and she keeps sucking you on afterwards.
No, it's different.
The same effect. You're still busting in her.
But how many females give head like that until a dude comes?
And it doesn't matter.
How many? Hold on. How many females? Hold on.
Have that spiritual connection, because you should have that spiritual connection.
Because not every woman knows how to work Keem's pee-pee when they be trying to give him the slob top.
Them little nasty ass bitches don't.
Listen, I'm saying it like this. I'm saying, like, not every woman knows how to work a man's pee-pee to make him get that climax. No, they don't. Listen, because there could be a woman that's doing it hella rough because she messed with niggas that like it hella rough when they get their pee-pee sucked on or whatever case was, and like to slap him or something like that, or like to, you feel me, hit the back of their ass while they do something while they're sucking the pee-pee. But there's some that don't like that, and what, there's the same type of...
But at the end of the day,
okay,
most females...
Whatever makes you float.
No, but listen, most females don't give head to make the dude come. They just give head just so you can get hard, and then you can have sex.
Is to make them come, though.
Yes.
Okay, so hold on.
That's the purpose of head. Oh, shit! So when you give a dude head, hold on. When a female gives a guy head, your purpose for giving that guy head is to make them come, or is it to make them... Just to give them some type of foreplay so you can get penetrated.
My purpose or a female's purpose? Are you asking me? I'm asking you. Asking as a female in general.
I'm asking you. What do you believe in general?
For me, my whole objective is to make that person come.
Yeah.
I don't give head just to be given head just to get.
Because it's boring. Like,
I don't like a woman that way. So as a female, if you do that, you give a guy fellatio head, whatever you want to call it. You give a guy head and he comes. You're cool with that? Yeah. You're cool with you not getting your satisfaction?
Because sometimes you come after you make that dude bust when you giving that head. Sometimes you come off yourself. I know.
I'm gonna break it down for you. Actually,
please do.
For me, okay. Let me break it down for you.
I'm confused about this.
That's why I don't have sex with randoms, because I'm funny. I just want people shit in my whole sex life.
But what's wrong with you? No. Hold on.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but
doing the random is not grown?
I don't do no random.
No, but not being doing a random dude is not grown? Because there's females out there that are getting that are CEOs FF olds.
I ain't no whatever. Random dude putting their ding in my mouth.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that's not grown people shit, though.
Because you're going on another date.
I'm saying, for me, I do grown people things, meaning that I get paid. So in order for me to get head, I know what my credentials are. For me to give head, for you to meet that status, I have to know you. I'm not just going to be putting my mouth on everybody. I'm not going to be bumping, lumping for no damn bad.